Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
And talking to me today on the Israel Report is Yanky Farber, Israeli journalist. Not often I get you twice in one week. Yanky, thanks for chatting to me.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon.
So again, lots of news coming out of Israel. One day, hopefully, there won't be, but today it continues as normal. Where to start? I think perhaps the issue of the United States threatening to declare the Muslim Brotherhood as a designated terror organization. I think that's pretty important. What are Israelis feeling about that, and what's the effect of a decision like that?
Just before, just to let you know, because we are on live, that Israel has received a body from Gaza, and now by Hamas.
Yes.
And so there is only two bodies left in Gaza from all the hostages. We're not sure exactly who, because you know, it has to be checked and everything. One of the bodies actually is not an Israeli; he's from Thailand. He was working at one of those kibbutzim in Gaza and on the border, and he was kidnapped on 7th of October. So Israel is just accepted another body. Probably in a few hours we'll know who he is, and then we still have two left.
I'm glad to hear that this happened. There seemed to be some doubt about that over the past 2 days.
Yeah,
there was talk about the PIJ having the body and Hamas struggling to get. I mean, the internal fights within the Palestinians is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, but Hamas is controlling the whole Gaza. So so we got everybody. So what? I'm sorry. What exactly did you ask in the beginning? I already confused.
In the beginning, sorry, I did go on a little bit. I was talking about the designation of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States as a terror organization. A couple of things there. Why hasn't it been done before? And given that it has been done, what's the effect of such a designation?
Well, look, in Israel, the Muslim Brotherhood they are allowed to be active. Not all of them. I mean, some of the Muslim Brotherhood offices were closed down, but we got to remember that there is a party in Israel, a political party called Ram, and they are connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. In Israel, you know, some of them do or are allowed, some of them are not allowed. I don't know how much effect it will have on Israel, Trump decision. It will have more effect of the people of Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, Lebanon, and in the United States. In the United States, they're very, very powerful. They put foot in every academic place they could. They try to change and also, you know, put some ideas into the people, into the young generation in schools, in universities, and they invested a lot of money. So if the law will pass in the United States, they will lose a lot of power, they will lose a lot of money, because the law in America against to any terror organization is very strict. And it will not affect Israel so much. It will more affect, you know, outside Israel.
Okay, so we sit and we watch developments there. The other story that interested me was that of the Minister of Defense and the head of the army having a go at each other. This is Katz and Zamir. What's the backstory? Why did Netanyahu feel that he needed to call them together to have a chat to them both?
Because I tell you what, Katz is trying to show that he has the power and he's control. I mean, it's true. He's like in charge of the chief of staff. He's in charge of Zamir. But the way it looks like that Katz is trying to be very popular in the people who vote Likud because he wants to be elected in a good position in the Likud party in the next, in the coming months, there will be election inside Likud. I am actually a member of Likud. It doesn't mean I vote Likud, but I am a member of Likud. You pay 60 shekel a year, so it's not a lot of money. And then you have the power to decide who is going to be in the first place, who is going to be in the second and the third. And it's very important for Katz to show the people that he's like on top of the list and he has a lot of supporters. So after the election, if Likud would be in power, he would get a good position. He would be like a minister or something. So that's for sure. Now, the people from Katz say that the chief of the Zamir is not behaving. And the people of Zamir say that Katz is a little baby that is actually, this is how it looks like. Listen, I like them. They're very nice people. Both of them want good for Israel. When they fight, I think Katz is interfering too much. I mean, Zamir investigated so strongly the top commanders in the IDF, and he
Yes.
told some of them to go home. He basically, in a nice way, he said it, but he basically kicked them out of the army because they failed on 7th of October, and very top generals. So he did his best, and people don't remember, but Zamir he had a very good job. He was like the head of the Minister Defense Office. He was like a civilian. He wasn't even a soldier. And they asked him, please come back to the IDF because the previous chief of staff had to leave, a levy. So he came back and he started to, and he really worked hard and he did very, very good job in the last in the last few months. And he's a very, very reliable man. People love him. Soldiers love him. I can see how they respect him when he comes to places, when he comes to army bases. And Katz, I don't know, he looks like he's a little baby or something. He wants to show the power of who. I mean, it's like picking on a little child when you're 15 year old and you're picking on someone 10. And it's not fair because Zamir cannot say exactly whatever he wants because he's a soldier. Katz can say. And then Katz said, well, I don't want to talk over the news. If I want to say something, I'll say it in four eyes, but he's saying it on the news. So I really don't understand what he wants to say with it. It's very upsetting, and people are very frustrated, and everybody's writing and from the left and the right, please stop fighting and keep doing your job. If you ask me, honestly, I am on the side of Zamir, so people should know I'm on the side of Zamir. I think Katz is behaving not respected to such a great guy like Zamir, and I hope it's going to stop.
Interesting perspective. Thank you for that. Another bit of news that not mentioned very prominently, that the US Humanitarian Foundation is ending its aid operations in Gaza. What does this mean? Does this mean UNRWA's taking over, or what does this mean?
Well, in the last, since Israel has signed a ceasefire with Hamas, they have stopped being active. So it's nothing really new. But the thing is, they did a very good job because, first of all, in the last year, they have actually skipped Hamas and they gave out food to the people of Gaza who didn't need Hamas. So it weakened Hamas, and Hamas were very, very angry. They shot people, and they trying to stop it. But this organization was very strong, and it was really good. But now, because there's a ceasefire, so there is quite a few international organizations who give out food in Gaza. So those organizations are good, and they cooperate with Israel, with the United States, and they can be trusted, like the World Kitchen. The World Kitchen is a very good organization who helps around the world, all over, and some other organizations. It's not a big deal. I mean, every day hundreds of trucks with food is going into Gaza, and many people are getting it, and it's not a big thing. But they did a very good job in the last 6 8 months. I don't know what would happen if there wouldn't be a ceasefire, but. Let's say it didn't make a big change if they did and if they didn't, because at the end of the day, the ceasefire actually one of the things in the ceasefire was that Israel should let a few world organizations to put in food, and Israel is letting. So that's why now, you know what? Forget about that. You know what the question is? Who paid it? Who gave them the money? They gave out food every month. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Who paid it? Where did the money come from? Israel said, we didn't give the money. It's not from our budget. America is keeping quiet. Nobody knows where the money came from. It's very interesting. We probably will know in a few weeks or months, but it's very interesting. They gave out millions of millions every single day. Nobody knows where the money came from. Maybe Qatar, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to keep quiet. We'll watch, as you say, and see how that develops. Another story of interest to me personally was apparently the Israeli envoy in Poland being called to be reprimanded because of something that Yad Vashem said or did or posted. I'm not sure of the detail of the story.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I think Poland went too far. Well, Yad Vashem posted that they were posting about history, and they said in the post about something that Poland was the first country where the Jews had to wear the yellow star. So
Okay.
Poland went crazy and said, "Why didn't you mention that Poland was under occupation of the German regime?" And I was occupied by Hitler, and it was not really the decision of the Polish government. It was the decision of the Nazi. Well, so Yad Vashem apologized, and they changed the post a little bit, and the Polish people were not very happy, and they still wanted to do another change, and they called the Israeli ambassador, and they told them no, and this is basically how the story ended.
Well, it's interesting because it's a bit of a follow-up, although not 100% connected. Apparently, in the Polish parliament yesterday, a speech made by a Polish parliamentarian calling for Poland for Poles, and now the Jews are very upset with the Poles. So, something else happening there. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but I think the name of no was I think Sunday, there was a Polish parliament member, a big anti-Semitic. He's a Nazi. He hates Jews. His name is I cannot say his first name. I'm sorry. His family name is Brown.
Okay.
He was in Auschwitz, and he said when he was outside Auschwitz that what you just said that a Polish is for Polish and the Jews can go to their own country. And he's a very, very bad guy. He on Hanukkah 3 years ago he destroyed the Jewish menorah. He was also he denies the Holocaust, and he was punished quite a few times by the parliament. There is one of two parliament members in Poland who wants to get attention, and they always speak against to the Jews and against to the Polish law, and usually. After like a month or two, everybody forgets about them, so they say something else and try to get attention. I don't think nobody in Israel really cared about what these people said, beside me, because I read it. But people want to get attention. They write nonsense on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. So these two people are one of them. You know, one Brown, this guy, when he was going on election to go to the parliament, he put a massive post of about him in Auschwitz.
Oh, for goodness sake. All right.
Yeah.
So, not a nice man, as you say.
No,
Thank you,
no.
Faber. We leave it there. Toda rabalacha. We will chat to you, no doubt,
Welcome.
sooner rather than later.
That Israel report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.